Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Congrats again, Tom, for wrapping up home ice.
Thanks, Schulte.
Couple of questions before we really focus in on your seniors here on Senior Day. This year, as it almost always does, the final standings pretty much mirror that goal margin, the goals for minus goals against. Lake State was a plus five in scoring margin, yet they get a two seed. That's kind of rare, isn't it, to have that small of a goal margin, but yet be that high in the standings?
Well, we won the league with a small goal margin that year too, Schulte, and you know, if that one goal margin is on the goals against, it sure helps.
You are a plus four in league games, plus seven overall. Generally, a plus is a home ice team, correct?
I would think so, unless you had a couple of just weird games over the course of the season. But I think you're right, and you're going to have probably there's a smaller sample size with 14 league games versus 28 league games too. So that's, you know, that four, five, six, or seven could basically, you know, in a 28 game schedule could be a 15 or 20 depending if you were strong the other half of those games as well.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, it's not often in the senior night interviews I can ask you about every player in a senior class, and 100% of them contribute like this group has and like last year's group did too. On the ice, what has made this group kind of add a chapter to what is Beaver hockey and what this program's all about?
Well, they're quality guys. They're really quality guys, and there's great buy-in from these guys. And you know, and again, just, you know, low maintenance guys, and honestly, Schulte, really easy to coach.
Last week, in interviewing Zach Driscoll, he told us about what's on the back of his goalie mask and the Patrick Schoonover Foundation and how he's involved with that and heart testing for young kids and stuff like that. In a normal year, your players are in schools, they're reading to kids, they're doing a bunch of role model type stuff. This week, you guys earned 10 WCHA Scholar Athlete Awards too. Like you said, you recruit good people. They leave here better people, though, don't they?
Well, exactly, and it's all part of the maturation process of going to college, and it's like anything. You're going to come in a certain age, and you're going to leave, obviously, older, wiser. Hopefully, all those little things that you went through, and it's not all roses those 4 years, too. There's a lot of bumps in the road, Schulte, as we all know. We've all had them, those bumps in the roads growing up, and they're no different than any other person, and but that's how you learn from those things, and I think that's what athletics does as well.
Let's run through the group. Your thoughts on Captain Ethan Somoza?
Well, again, Ethan Somoza, he's your consummate captain. He does the thing, right things on off the ice as he does on the ice. He's just a respected player because of how he operates day to day. And I mean, he's going to finish his master's next year. He's halfway through it right now. This tells you a little bit about where he is.
Captain Brad Johnson.
Very similar. Just Johnson is just a heart and soul guy. Again, high character. Just like I can say, I'm going to be so redundant right here, but high character. It's easier to talk as a group almost, but high character and plays the game the right way. And just a wonderful guy and pretty quiet too. Pretty quiet, but when he talks, there's a lot of sense that's coming out. That's for sure.
Captain Tyler Vold?
He really doesn't talk, boy. But TiVo, just an unbelievable human being. And he doesn't say boo. I can't tell you how many times I just sit there and watch him. And I respect, again, how he does his thing, too. And he doesn't say boo, but he just works and he competes. And he's a joy to have around. And just, again, a high-character guy. Got better every year. His role really increased last year with Tommy Muck, and I mean, he's a heck of a defenseman.
Brendan Harris?
Harry, again, obviously, again, electric skater, one of the best skaters I've ever had here at Bemidji State, just effortless skater. You've seen enough things over the 4 years to know that. Fun guy to have around, loose in the locker room, little different personality. Is, you know, that you need in the locker room. Everybody, you know, it's like your own kids. Everybody's a little different, and he's a kind of a glue guy. He's a glue guy, and I've really enjoyed Harry over the 4 years, and I've had a lot of fun with him. And the guys had a lot of fun with him, and he's kind of your jokester type.
Aaron Miller, just a guy that just scores every year.
Aaron Miller's, you know, he's a special kid. Again, 5 years here, and he's pretty darn old, wanted to come back this year. There were COVID situations. He just felt the best thing to come back. He didn't intend on coming back. I'm glad he did. And he's really become part of this community, Schultz. Like, he's lived here since he's moved here 5 years ago. This is where he's been. He's been here. He's been here through Christmas time and the summers. And like he told me the other day, he goes, you know, Bemidji's my home now.
Zach Driscoll.
Well, Drisky, again, high character. Just a kid that's mature beyond his years. Heck of a student. Says the right thing. Does the right thing. You talk.